Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
I need a fart.
Oh, we got that.
It's all right, it's totally normal. Just a human thing.
Shall we all introduce one another? My name's Johnny. This is Big Hungry.
Wait,
Samisi.
That's
and
not one another. Leith. That's you introducing everyone.
And
Leith.
Yeah. And also Paul Taylor. He's in here with the camera as well. So now everyone out there in Radio Land knows who's in the BFM studio at present.
That's good.
Samisi, great to have you back at BFM.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Thanks for having us, Leith and I. Yep, we're going to play some songs.
Which is excellent. And now Marlon Streaming playing as part of Elemental in Auckland City. You're playing at the Hopetown Alpha in the near future, Friday the 23rd of August. Have you been into the Hopetown Alpha before?
Yeah, I went and saw Troy Kingy and that Red Bull thing. Oh, and actually Jen Chloe at that festival on K Road. Mm. Others way.
It's actually, it is a fantastic venue, and it seems like it hasn't had much use in recent times, but it's great that they've opened the doors up once again, and they've got all the stuff happening right throughout the month of October in the venue, which is epic.
Yeah, hopefully. It's a pretty big, echoey room. I wonder, it's probably a nightmare to mix.
But fingers crossed you can fill it up. It's Friday night.
Yeah, you know.
For a human's health, that, for sure.
I think it's, I think it might be actually quite close to selling out. But
oh, really?
I haven't checked tickets in a couple of days.
Okay, so if you're listening out there and you're keen, don't muck around. Now, you're touring in support of an album?
Yeah, Quotidian. We released that in April. Yeah, so it's 12 songs that we kind of wrote together over about a year and recorded them at Roundhead. Mm. Yeah, so stoked to release.
Paddy from Roundhead is super stoked on the record, by the way.
Yeah.
Sounds
We're stoked too. Yeah, Paddy did an amazing job. Worked some criminal hours. Yeah.
Anything that surprised you about slipping into such a prestigious sort of studio?
We were definitely like, it was like, ooh. Yeah.
But you're
like
muck around
for the first little bit. Yeah, we were kind of like, Oscar was playing on like a 60s like one of a kind bass or something. Wow. I don't know much about gear, so luckily I was, I wasn't swept away, none of us were really too swept away by it, but it was pretty amazing, to be there.
Did you find it helpful to have an engineer like Paddy working on the songs with you? Or, working on the recording process?
Yeah, Paddy was just really committed to the record, he just worked amazing hours, largely unpaid, really, hours, and... as I'm sure a lot of engineers are used to, but he was just really committed and loved working on the project, and it showed through. He was great with vocal comping and finding the best vocals, and did some production work with finding sounds for us, and yeah, it was just awesome.
Put us in a stairwell for one.
Oh, perfect.
Kind of stuff as well.
A little bit Zeppelin. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
What you're going to give us three tracks. What are we in for?
We're going to start off with Sink or Swim.
Oh, great song.
Which is our leading single, I think, from the album,
Perfect. Okay, well, I've actually got one mic spare here, so...
I might just move that to somewhere as well. I'll let you guys take it away in your own sort of pace.
Cool.
Thank you.
the closely by day. In some, I've lost my appetite lately. Putting up a fight lately, I know. It stood still for a second time. Dreary eyes, forced smiles, windswept piles, early night, up again.
Marlon's Dreaming, live in studio, two piece.
That's it, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. We'll play another one.
Enough time to sip a parrot?
We've got another. Thanking you for people listening out there.
How many in the band in Marlon's Dreaming?
Oh, so there are 4 to 5. So Leith, who's here in the studio with us.
I quit.
Yeah, he quit the band. But he did record.
He's the only one in Auckland.
Right.
But he recorded Quotidian with us, you know, and I was coming up to Auckland, so I hit him up, and you know, we're able to wrestle this together. And he actually, the next song I'm going to play was, you know, basically he wrote most of the song, so I just wrote the lyrics. So, you know, he's got a huge part of Quotidian, but he's not playing with us anymore because he's too busy.
I'd rather not be too busy. You know, it's not ideal.
Yeah, we can chat about this later, Leith. Right. No, this one's called Mr. Sun.
Two.
Mr. Sun, have you been for a walk in a while? Walking. Mr. Sun, take some time out for once in your life. I've got a case of bad envy. Have you not steadily beaming, Mr. Sun? Have you felt anything for a while? Feeling, Mr. Sun, take a swooning step out of. I've got a taste, got a sweet tooth. Gentrified.
Somebody pash somebody.
Paul Taylor? No. Not today.
Oh, the door's a little bit ajar. I like that.
And this one is, that was called Mr. Sun. And this one is the second single we released off our album called Outwards Crying.
That's you, I think.
Oh, that's me? Oh, yep.
Oh, you're here.
It must be 6 o'clock.
You've made it.
Which is, yeah. I don't know. My watch is fast, sorry. I'll start.
Okay.
Like green sky when they were planted and sun comes.
Streaming, playing the Hopetown Alpha Friday, October 23rd. By all accounts, tickets selling very quickly. Don't muck around. Yeah. Wicked venue to check you out in, you know, like right in the heart of town.
Yeah.
Good spot.
It's going to be
good. It kind of sits in, that room kind of feels like nicely in between like a big venue and a small venue, kind of like that combo.
Right amount of magnitude.
Yeah. It's a big building with a small capacity, so it's pretty special.
Nice. Now, your record is The Quotidian, is up on Bandcamp, Quotidian.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to press a record, do you think? Vinyl?
We're actually in the works. We just got a test press back.
Oh, wow.
It was in the wrong order. Something happened. Fuck. It was probably me.
That's the reason for the test press, yeah. I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
Out of
so,
it.
It's being sorted, but yeah, records are truly, truly close.
Is that the Holiday Boys?
Yeah.
Nice one. How does it sound on vinyl?
It sounds cool. I mean, I don't really know. I can't hear the difference between vinyl and regular, but
one's got crackles.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, that it was in like a certain range. Yeah, it was like 8K. Some stuff was sounding a bit better. Yeah. No, but, no, it sounded good. Yeah,
really.
Rad. All right. Well, Samisi and Leith, thank you very much for coming up to BFM. We'll see you up here in the near future, part of Elemental.
Yeah,
playing live, and good luck with the rest of the tour.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us in.
Kia ora, guys.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.